This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Cheers, everybody. We are back with another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pinger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch. No exciting names on the StreamYard tags today. You guys not feeling it, or just nothing to have fun about? Or
we're all business tonight, TJ. We're all business.
They said as they sat down to do their bourbon podcast.
All business.
If you're watching this, if you're listening, if you'll do us a favor and hit the share button, hit the subscribe button. If you catch this later on YouTube or Apple Podcasts or wherever you may happen to pick this up. But let's jump into it, guys. While we're jumping into it,
can we jump into the actual bourbon?
Seems like a small glass, but maybe you're drinking out of a tub.
An old tub.
No.
Tastes like ass.
No.
That was an old joke. It wasn't good. We hung out this weekend. Let's talk about that, and then we'll get into things.
We had breakfast.
Yes. We had breakfast. Ben was ball of joy.
I was really happy to be there. Overall,
I thought Ben was dead.
Yeah, Ben looked like Weekend at Bernie's. Legitimately,
Weekend at Bernie's.
Ben was struggling, but. We've been there. We've all been there.
It was just so early, you know. I'm used to sleeping in, and
it was 9:30.
It was
It was 9. You were hungover.
The time got me.
No, blame it on the time. It was the time, not the bar hopping you guys did the evening before.
No, it was specifically the time. It was specifically the time.
Gotcha.
Brendan took us to a nice little breakfast. Treated us to breakfast, and when I say treated, I mean treated with Ben's money. Yes. But that
Thanks,
was
Ben.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
And then afterward, Brendan came out to the tailgate and hung out for a little bit. So that was cool too. Ben said you're dead to him. And
the Knowles
picked up a big win on Saturday night. So 3 for 3 on the weekend. Brendan gets breakfast, comes by the tailgate, and the Knowles are
and victorious. Yeah.
So other than that. Ben, did you enjoy your time? We didn't really have any bourbon up there, did we? I had like an old fashioned or two.
Yeah.
And then some blands at the tailgate.
So, yeah. We had
it sounds like for most people, a pretty healthy amount of bourbon for a weekend.
Yeah. One of our listeners stopped by. When I say our listeners, I think it was TJ's listener.
No, he listens a little bit. Shout out Logan.
Yeah, that was Logan. And he brought a store pick of Blanton's.
That's cool.
Nice. To the tailgate. Opened it up there. And,
wow.
Basically, that entire bottle was gone by the game started.
Do you remember what store, where he's from?
Shoot, TJ got a pick of it. He's from Kentucky.
Okay, cool.
But it was, geez, I didn't have a picture of it.
I was just wondering regionally, like where the store pick was from. That's cool.
Liquor Barn there in Kentucky.
Liquor.
We may have gone to some,
Liquor Barn. I don't even know her.
Yeah, so I will say I kind of forgot about the Blanton's because I tried to really stick to beer on game day, and I only had that small pour of Blanton's when he passed around the first time to kind of commemorate.
It's just a good,
I didn't have any more the rest of the day.
Yeah,
just what's half the bottle.
It was good though.
So we have, what are we reviewing tonight? We are reviewing a bottle that we picked up in Louisville. Speaking of Ben is like, I think he's been to more sporting events with us over the last year and a half than. Or 2 years, I guess.
Ever.
Yeah. So we are reviewing a bottle of Four Roses that we picked up in Kentucky. This is Brent Elliott, Master Distiller, hand selected OESF.
Mm.
Tier 2. We took some of this by Tommy to see him over at Corona Cigar a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And, Tommy was enjoying it. You can see how much of this I've already put away. So You guys ready to review this? Sean's here. Sean's happy. The boys are back.
What up, Sean?
What's our proof on this?
It is 56% alcohol. So math
on the dot.
56 proof. I like
112?
That.
112. 112. Yeah.
Okay.
Should we talk about how we came across this? Because these Four Roses barrel strength single barrels are quite the commodity. So how do we manage to get this? And
It was luck of the Sean, if I remember correctly. We told Sean that we were going out to Bardstown. He's like, hey, you need to swing by the bottling plant kind of in that area. It's next to Jim Beam. And we were like, all right, let's go down there and check it out. And that was our first stop that morning on the way down to Heaven Hill and Willett and all that. And boom, first 10 minutes, there was the single barrel strength. So, Sean, heads up there.
And it was truly just like we'll stop by and see it and keep going. You know, maybe they'll have something, maybe they won't.
Right.
We needed to get down to Bardstown. It wasn't like a planned out, like, oh man, like, you know, like Michter's or something like that was. So that was pretty cool to pick it up.
We saw a couple people leaving the distillery who were coming out with
you.
They seemed like they were like little like golems. They stole something. Like my pencils were asking them about like, hey, what do they got? And like no one wanted to talk with us, and Ben made a nemesis.
Yeah, some guy was walking out with a bottle. I was like, hey, man, you know, what you got? And he's like, you know, like didn't respond. Well, I've noticed he was wearing a Rolex Submariner. And I was like, that's a sweet watch. And he just like didn't acknowledge me that I.
So you talked to him twice.
And I was like, what a dingus.
Heisman.
Yeah. And I was like, it wasn't even like Four Roses, like 20 year or like the LE. It was literally just a single barrel strength pick. Like, calm your pants. And then. Later that day, we sat next to him at the bar at Bardstown.
That was awesome.
By himself, like the miserable little hermit he was.
Yeah.
He's probably watching
there
right
by
now.
Himself eating a steak at 1 in the afternoon at Bardstown. Like, what are you doing, man?
Porterhouse. Yeah.
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 With his nice watch.
It was weird. You know, like our experience in Louisville was so varied of like some people like super enthusiastic and just excited to be around bourbon. Like some very like novice-y that were like just taking it all in. Some like us who were just... super excited over everything. Who's the dude we met at?
Oh boy.
I love the internet so much.
I think that's Brendan's, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
no,
so
that's
much
mine.
Brendan.
That's mine. Am I here? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're back now. I think.
I was just saying there was cool people we met, and then there were some turds that we met. That was basically it. Some people were really being very didn't want to share the good stuff.
Ooh, what's our tier? What's our tier on this tier two?
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a little lower in the Rickhouse. I like it.
It's 11 years, 1 month. It is the OESF mash bill, which according to... Oh, that's why I got mint on the nose. It's the herbs and mint mash bill. So they have two different mash bills. They have their B, which is 60% corn, 35% rye, 5% malted barley. This is mash bill E, which is... heavier on the corn, 75% corn, 20% rye, 5% malted barley. And the yeast strain of F gives a lot of herbal notes on it. So we got an herbally, this is their 10th out of 10 mash bills.
That's interesting that the lower rye has a higher herbal note.
That's from, I guess that's the yeast strain that provides it because...
Interesting.
Yep. So let's...
Usually those ryes are kind of
the herbal
characteristics.
That's so, right.
I don't get it. Do we want to get into the nose? Because I find this to be a complex specimen.
Yeah.
What do we pay for this, by the way? Let's back up just a little
85,
bit.
85, 90 bucks.
We always want to consider price and value in everything.
Always.
So. In the entire process.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Good. Glad we're all on the same page.
Nose.
I get... Anyone else get like kind of like a malty kind of... milk ball, malted milk ball, caramel,
malty milk. That sounds malted. Like a weird way to.
Yeah,
I got a maybe we get this similar. I got like bread and butter, like a very bready note to it.
Yeah,
so, I guess the malty. So you get again. That's I mean not herbally. That's more grainy. But this is kind of like their higher grain mash bill with the corn.
I can see a little bit of mintiness. I can see it. I mean, it's way off the distance to me.
This initially, it has that like
caramel forward.
Yep, caramel. I get red apple. I get a little bit of pepper, but like more corny, kind of like toasted cereal initially, but then if you dig deeper, that's where I got that mintiness and a little bit of black pepper. But I think it's interesting. You get the knowing what the mash bill is, maybe kind of
muddies the water a little bit.
A little bit, but like initially, I was like, "Oh, this is really sweet and bourbony." It was right down my alley, and like what I like is like a lot of the caramel and red fruit type of vibe. But then there's that little nuance that it provides, and I think that's probably what that mash bill, or excuse me, the yeast strain is providing with that herbaliness. Mm-hmm. TJ, what about you, buddy?
Yeah, it's very complex, right? Mm-hmm. And I do like the. I think it was Was it the Riverside rye that I really liked that had that
Riverset.
Yeah. No, Riverset's
Old Pepper is
Old Pepper. Yeah. Okay. Always screwed up. Old Pepper. Riverset. But yeah. Okay. But I like the mintiness on it. I do like the caramel that's kind of on the back end. There is a there is a sweet, kind of fruity note the deeper you get, which I like. It's actually not as much caramel the more I go.
I get more pepper. It gets farther into like black pepper, the longer it sits out, more it breathes.
But it is good. It's something different. And, you know, usually when something's bad, we say that, right? Like, oh, that's something different. You know, like we don't want to call it, but this is not bad at all. It's really unique.
No,
it's really different. It's herbal and fruity. So yeah, I like it. I'm a big fan.
I love the nose. This is right down my alley.
Really?
Yeah. For me, again, like I like that chocolatey, bready, caramel kind of like home plate of bourbon. Like that's one of the notes I get on it. But then when it starts like taking you down the herbal quality too, hell yeah. Like it's complex and pleasant. I like that.
Interesting. All right. Palette.
I haven't tried it yet.
Paella.
So I find it to be a little bit less pleasant than the nose. The nose hits a lot of things I'm looking for. I find it to be a little dry initially. And the herbaliness really takes over to me or for me on the palate. So you get some like just sweet, basic sugary notes initially, but then black tea, minty, but not in the way like it's a rye. Like it kind of, I don't know. It's this weird where the complexity on the nose really works for me. I find there to be a lot going on the palate, and it's not unpleasant. It just, it doesn't connect in a way that unfolds nicely for my preferences.
I would tend to agree. Whenever I'm kind of like going through a palate of something, I often think back to the way that Tommy describes the way that he picks a lot of his bottles, and where it's like as much of a tasting experience as it's also like a mouthfeel experience. And that's not like in an oiliness perspective. It's more of like what taste buds are being activated. And this to me is a very like back of palate, along the bitter side, along the herb side, as opposed to like front then back. Okay. Like I'm missing a lot of like the vanilla or toffee or caramel that you would expect. And it's
based
more
on the
like,
nose, right?
Right.
The nose
it's more like peppery.
Back of palate is so spot herbal. On. Not to interrupt, but like back of you're spot on with that. Because I don't get anything in the front of the palate.
No,
the front of the palate is where you typically get sweet, right? Is that
right?
Do I remember that?
Sweet and salty, school? I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's see.
Yeah, Brennan, look that up. But yeah, it's very, very herbal. Very herbal.
Salty, sweet, umami. But I don't know quite what that is. And the back is bitter, side is sour. So
yeah
bitter, very woody and herbally and dry on the back.
It's not deterring me from drinking it, but the drying texture that Brendan was talking about earlier is I could definitely pick that up.
I actually don't love that. I don't love the taste.
It's not my favorite.
A little harsh on the back end.
Man, and the nose again is so much round than the palate.
Yeah.
Like the licorice on the back as well.
I wonder if it's almost aged too long, like of 11 years.
No.
For what true. Everything else, it's like, I mean, just it's coming up with it's like it spent too much time with the wood. I don't know.
I don't think so.
these four roses do vary a ton. Like
are
the single barrels
or yeah. miss. There's no like, oh yeah.
I'll say they exactly are more, like. They are like a 75% hit rate though. I've only had a couple that I didn't like.
I have one that I despise.
No. But outside of that one and this one, so bad. How many do you have that you don't like?
I'm at a 50-50. And I don't know if I despise, like, this is fine. Like, I will drink this. Like, I'm not, but it's not. There's some that are amazing and there's some that are just very underwhelming. There's not a whole lot.
You'll
of, like,
resist reaching for it. You'll find.
Have you opened your Bobby bottle yet?
I love the Bobby bottle. I opened it up after the Hakeem Williams commitment. I took that down with Dane.
Got a sample of that.
I still have some.
I have one. I just haven't opened it yet.
Oh, well, I'll get you one eventually. I thought it was very, Sean? It was extremely sweet.
Oh, see, that sounds right in my alley.
Sean's saying it's more recipe dependent.
Bobby bottle is elite.
I think it's fantastic.
I got my bottle unopened.
Bobby bottle is Market Square Liquors, and that's an OBSQ. Q.
Ooh, I love the SKs. They're always really good for me.
So that's an SQ. And the other bottle I have is one I shared last time was my one of my grandpa's. Was bottle of my grandpa's birthday. Well, not his actual birthday, but yeah, his day of the year.
Sure.
It's not a 90-year-old bottle of bourbon. And sorry to say, like, it's not a like fantastic bottle. Sorry, Papa. Like, it's OESV. And it kind of has a very similar, like, drying, just not a pleasant unfolding experience. So I've had hit or miss with the single barrels.
Interesting. I've had more hit. Like I said, mine's probably 3-1. Like, it's probably 75%. Sean says he likes the Q, V, and O strains.
Oh, interesting.
He was also asking if you had all – have you guys had all 10?
Not like where I could compare and contrast. Like, there were definitely all 10 recipes at that one Four Roses event we went to, but it's really difficult for your palate to, like, get 10 samples deep or 10 tastes deep and be like, this one was way different than this one, at least in my opinion. My palate's not that
I'm not
dialed.
Yeah, you have a baby palate, I forgot.
Yeah, my palate's okay. Freaking wuss.
Finish. That's what she said.
Finish.
I like the finish. That's actually where I get some of the vanilla and caramel again. Kind of lingers a little bit. Kind of takes it full circle. It makes you want to keep drinking more. But it's very tannicky. Very tannic and drying.
It's very spiced. Some people would describe this as Bernie.
You think
very
it's Bernie?
Bernie on the back end.
Are you feeling the burn?
I feel like Ben and I, like, are simpatico for the first two parts of this, and we're always just very different on how we absorb the finish. Like, it's interesting that we're always very, very different in that regard.
I love that Brendan's describing it as dry. I really don't think there's a better description for that. Like, it is like a super harsh, dry white wine. Like, it is so...
Red wine.
Yeah, ooh, sorry.
By the way, TJ, freak show, BOGO at Publix.
You don't get points there, so I'd rather just buy the second bottle at EBC.
What's Freak Show?
It's a red wine. It's usually like a $20 bottle, but
it is pretty good though. Kara likes it a lot.
$10, it's exquisite.
I like the Menage a little better.
Mm. Also, no. You buy
wine? Oh, are we talking about wine?
Oh, oh, no, you didn't.
Menager, I barely. Okay.
Oh, well.
You could.
I mean, you barely know. That's fine.
Yeah, you don't want to menage your wife.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay.
You guys want to rate this thing? Not a good show idea, Sean.
Yeah.
I think he was talking about the different strains.
That was, yeah.
Strainer. All right, 2 points for the nose, 4 for taste, 1 for finish, 1 for cohesiveness and complexity, and 2 for value.
Okay.
Starts off with the nose. I'll go 1.5 here. I mean, it's above average. I like it. It's unique. Something different. Not your traditional bourbon nose.
That's the
but
correct.
I like it.
That's the correct answer. 1.5.
Thank you.
Guys, we've been having some great noses recently. Looking back, the Peerless Tommy pick. 1.75.
I want to go back and revisit the Founders. The Founders was so much better than y'all rated it, in my opinion.
Mm. I mean, you read a 1.75, and that was at a 1.5. So, and yeah.
The Founders is way better than this.
Okay. The nose on this, I really like. No, I don't want a 1.5, TJ. I want 1.75. I love this nose. It's excellent for my preferences.
Excellent. I feel like this is Brendan. I feel like there's some, hold on. I want to talk about Brendan's nose on this. I feel like there's some like amaretto kind of like vibes
I can see that
going on with this, that you would also be like, pick up the, what was that Master's Keep that you like? The 17 year or something that was,
oh, all
that
you know what? Amaretto.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's a similar vibe to that.
It's Italian.
And Tommy says low tier, always O, V, and K.
Yes, K. OBS K, baby. Yes.
K I do like, yeah.
My V, boy. Is cool. good show. It's a little dry.
Yeah. They make ointments for that. Taste, Brendan, out of 4.
2.5. It's pushing average, maybe a little bit above that, but for what it is, I'd expect a little bit more. I'm trying to not be like Ben and include cost the entire time. I mean, it's a good bourbon, yeah, but it's not anything spectacular. Definitely pushing the average range, 2.5.
Yeah, I'm 2.25 here. Like I said earlier, it's all back of palate for me. Hashtag Tommy.
I go 2.25 as well. Yeah, it's just slightly above average. I do think it's getting a little bit better as it sits. A little bit. This sip right here was better than my first one, so it is getting a little better. I will keep that.
Empty, so.
You didn't hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a 2-ounce sample. Good Lord.
I know.
I'll give this a good finish, though. I'll go 0.75 on the finish. I do think the finish does redeem it a little bit. I don't think it's great, but it's above average. It's not a full one, but a 0.75 feels fair. Brendan, tell me why.
You're right.
Doesn't happen often, but I will be clipping that part of the podcast. Ben, tell me why I'm wrong.
No, as you were talking, I think it's above average, but the only above average stroke we have is 0.75, and it's
the only above average stroke you might have.
Right, it's 0.75, so I'm going to go. I got to be there. I got to go 0.75.
Oh, my guy David. I got an OBSF from ABC St. Pete. Felt the same way y'all do. I'm halfway down the bottle, and it's gotten better, though. Fruity and spicy. Nice, nice.
Yep.
The ABC picks can be pretty good, so
hit or miss.
Cohesiveness and complexity. All right, I'll start off here again. I do think it gets the full value, the full half a point for being complex. I'll give it the 0.25 for, I'll go 0.75 here. So it is, I mean, but it's fairly cohesive too. I think it flows well. So yeah, 0.75 feels fair.
I'm going 0.5. There's like knocks on both sides of that where I'm like, 0.5.
TJ, you're right again, 0.75.
You've never said sweeter words. So going into the value round, I'm at a 5.25. Brendan's at a 5.75. And Ben is at a 5.00.
Yeah.
5.00.
Ooh, Ben liked the Chattanooga Founders.
The Founders. It was good.
Ton more. Oh my god. Like I like this similarly to the Founders.
You're just sleeping on the Founders.
2 points for value. It's about an $85-$90 bottle. Obviously, you wouldn't get this one often, but these are for somewhere
relatively available.
Relatively available. Like these are not awful to find. You can find them
a couple times.
There were some at my Costco, or not my Costco, but the one that's like 15 minutes from me today.
Oh, nice.
At a pretty good price. So I didn't run down and get them.
Yeah.
But you can find these fairly often. What do you think, Ben? Out of 2.
Okay. So I feel like I'm going to go a straight 1 because you're spending $90 on a bottle, right? And you'd expect it to be pretty great for $90. The problem is it's hit or miss. And so let me preface this with, you have to know your store because if it's $90 at Corona, then I'm gonna grab it. If it's $90 for like Southwest Florida Whiskey Society and Sean's picked it, yeah, that sounds great. Everything that I've had from Tommy and from Sean have been really good. And the things that I've had from Shores haven't. And so as long as you know the store that you're grabbing it from, then it makes a lot of sense. It'd be like a 1.25 from your home store that you like, a 0.75 for if you're just going to find it randomly. And that's what we have here. I think we have a 0.75 on value here, but on the average, it's a one.
I'm going to go 1.25 for the same reason as Ben, but I'm bumping it up some because I think that this is kind of an average value. I would give the better ones that you find out and about a bump up there. So same logic as Ben. I'm just a tad higher on the way I'm thinking about the value of
okay.
Just
good. But hold on. I think you're off here because if I name one store, TJ, in Tampa, and we're both thinking of it, this one store in Tampa, and it was the same price at that store, you'd be like 0.75. There's no way it's dumbing down only to a 0.25 points.
But I just think there's a lot.
Becomes average value.
I think there's a lot more average. We've gotten it from a lot more good stores than we have it. Market Square, Tommy, Southwest. I've picked up really, think about the other day, avoided the bad stores. Think about the other day when we went to the Four Roses event. Did you have any that were bad there? Like they were all good, you know? And so I think there were ones that were standout best. But I also said like for me, Four Roses has been three out of every four has been good. Okay. So I think more than often than not, you're going to get a good value.
Yeah. Okay. I'm half. Not as it's like 0.75. Anyway, Brendan, what do you got?
I mean, I'm the highest on just the actual, like before we get to value of any of us three of just liking this bottle.
$100 hairs.
But yeah, so this is, to me, a good bottle of bourbon, above average, pushing good. Like it's really solid, but you're paying $90.
Solid money.
That's an above average price. Almost twice of like what a normal bottle of bourbon would be. Depending on what your normal range would be. Like I'm surprised you guys are as high as you are on the value.
Yes.
I'm going to go 0.75 and I'm closer to 0.5 than I am to one. Like this is not an average.
Nice.
I'm fine with this. I will open it. I will drink it. I will like it. If I saw this exact same bottle again, I would not buy it at $90.
Yes.
I would buy it at $55 to $60 and be like, that's adequate. That's
has reasonable. To be the store. Has to be the store that you know.
Yeah. So I agree with Brendan on this specific bottle. I was rating value on this of like all four. Cause like
you can't do that,
but this is for this bottle because we've done other single barrel stuff.
I don't know. The people that are listening to this aren't going to get this exact bottle.
Everyone.
I try and give a specific bottle we're reviewing.
It's not the theoretical bottle.
I try to give a value.
Everything.
I try to give a value.
Sean, you want it? I haven't opened it yet, buddy. I'm telling you, this is OESF.
Sell it to Sean on secondary.
Sean, you want to give me $300?
Brendan and I finish at a 6.5. Ben finishes at a 6. Aggregate, there are 6.3 repeating, 6 1/3. So not great.
Did you do the rest of your review, like taste and palate and finish, like at a theoretical bottle that you've had in the past?
No, I did that one on this one.
At least be consistent.
At least Ben's consistent with his stupid value all the way through. at least he commits to the bid.
Come on.
You guys.
What do you mean you guys? Don't you guys be.
I mean, both of you going above a one on this is crazy to me. Or a one or above. Like, no.
I was at a one. Average value. TJ was at 1.25.
That's fine. It's a good value.
I mean, it's an above average bourbon at a way above average price, at a pretty elite price. But it's fine. Hey, listen. Like, if I ever see a Four Roses single barrel, will you guys ever
buy it again? I'll buy another one.
I'll buy it.
But not if this I knew one, it was this exact one, I'd be like, no. But if I saw single barrel another barrel one. Strength at $90, like, yeah, we're always probably going to buy it because you know what it could be. And that's kind of the fun of being a bourbon hunter.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tommy, a new mash bill to Buffalo Trace, a new Blanton's bottle.
Ooh, Blanton's, baby. I saw that post today. I was like, TJ,
Tommy, the boys hooked me up with Mashbill 2 Buffalo Trace.
We gave him that one.
I haven't tried it yet. I love the nose on it.
Like, it's amazing.
It's so far above like a standard Buffalo Trace. So nicely done on that. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great.
Fun, rapid review on the channel of that one. Sean said Tommy was talking to me. All right. Before Sean gets us in trouble here. Is there anything you guys are pursuing? Is there anything you purchased recently? Let's get out of here.
No, there was a Total Wine that opened up by me last week, and I had no idea. Like, I knew it was opening soon, but I missed the opening. Apparently, there was an Old Forester single barrel barrel strength rye that was there. I missed it. I'm a schmuck. I went and I checked it the other day, and it's not on the shelf still. So, what are you gonna do?
I'm still looking for one of those. It's been a year's worth of pursuits and purchases, but I am still looking for an Old Forester barrel strength rye. I know Tommy's got a pick of that coming in soon, though. So that'll be good. Or, I mean, I think he said that. Didn't he say that at one time, Ben? He doesn't know when it's coming in, though, what I was led to believe.
Ben's not helping.
Ben's on mute. That's my
One other thing that I am looking for, I'm really hopeful that it makes it to ABC here so I can get points to finish out the year, even though I just keep... Oh, TJ, we got you something from the vault real quick. But before we get to that, I am looking for Bardstown Bourbon's Furcolin. Got to be careful with this. Furcolin? Furcolin?
Oh, boy. Lord
Farquhar.
Yeah.
We're Farquhar. This
segment. That's is that the Irish whiskey?
That's the one that's got some Irish whiskey.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
I will spend $150 to $200 on that and probably feel okay with it. It's excellent. Mm-hmm. It's one of the better bottles we all love that. Like that was maybe the best thing we tried on that trip.
That was really good. Ben,
you loved it. What do you mean you liked it?
It was great.
Ben was gushed. Ben was gushing.
I would have loved it if you would have came by the tailgate, but you didn't, so you're dead.
Okay. Yeah, right. Dead to me. So, Bryant, we were at dinner tonight, and Bryant had his fork, and he put it on his head, and he goes, "Look, my fork," just like being silly. And then we laughed, aha. And then he took his fork and put it on Kara and goes, "I'm forking you." But I mean, he's two, and like the language just, you know, he doesn't have the clearest of speech, and Karen and I just, I mean, completely lost it. It was the funniest
solid
thing. So you were making the forked and Farquaad, everything else jokes. I figured that was
got
timely.
I don't, yeah.
Oh,
I don't get
no,
it.
I'm sorry. She just takes me to the other room. He said, "You got forked."
Oh, that's funnier than how you explained it. Your 2-year-old son's funnier than you are. That's good.
Well, he knows he's a little better at comedic timing and stuff. So, yeah, we got something out of the vault. What did we get, Brendan? Brendan saw a vault invite super late, and so didn't really.
I didn't get an alert.
Like, oh, I'll take this
on my phone, and it was a solid vault. When it was an elite, but it was solid. So they had the Woodford barrel strength, right, or their full proof, whatever their
batch proof. Yeah, batch series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like those. They're a little pricey. Like at $140, they're a little pricier than what I want to pay typically. They did have a chocolate.
Malted
rye or something at one point.
That was not great. Yeah. You tried it and I was in complete disagreement with you.
Yeah, I liked that. So I got this so they could maybe trade for that chocolate malted rye.
That was a bad take.
I like this one a lot.
I mean, it makes sense that TJ would like a chocolate malty rye. Like that's good. That's down his alley.
It's right down my alley. It's like it's a good finisher. Cold weather drink. So Ben, you looking for anything? Are you buying anything recently?
No. I talked to Logan about trying to figure out where a Old Forester barrel strength rye is, and he's like, "I'll keep an eye out for you." So,
guys, I'll keep going by the.
No joke, I want that bottle so bad, but like I never see it, and so at some point, someday it will come in and
it will appear.
It'll be amazing, but I just need something to compete with the Jack Daniel's single barrel strength rye. Yeah, where's that from?
You guys gave me this sample and we tested it and I thought it was great, but I've been holding on to it because I want to like sit down and enjoy like a full thing of this barrel strength.
Yeah, I need another one of those.
No, it was great even out of there. Yeah.
So anyway.
All right. Well, I think that's it. You guys have anything else? Any shout outs? Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Ben, you're dead to me. Thanks for making me feel guilty about buying breakfast, jerk.
Happy birthday, Brendan. That's what I need to say. Sweet. Happy birthday. Okay. You're old.
Is that last week? That was last
41.
Week.
41. Turned 41 this week.
41 years old. Dude.
Shout out, Brendan. Follow us on social media. It's Bourbon on a Budget everywhere. Subscribe on YouTube. That helps out the most. We will talk to you guys soon. Go to Austin.